This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
We had the Twins in their Grapefruit League opener beat the Braves 3-1. They'll get the Pirates tomorrow in Bradenton. Chris Atterbury, Dan Gladden at high noon. Following the sports huddle, Pete Najarian and J.F. Schwartz between 10 and noon. Producer Josh Wheeler once again tomorrow at 10, Twins at noon here on CCO. So we get the warm-up, and we get the first Twins spring training game all in one day. Pretty good stuff. Girls hockey tournament winding down, championship Saturday, and the 1A title game underway at the Xcel Energy Center early in the third. Number one seed Dodge County has gone up 3-1 over War Road, a goal a moment ago. War Road trying for their fourth straight title. And John Millay joins us from St. Paul. John, good to visit with you, as always, and here we are, another championship Saturday.
Yeah, it's good stuff, Steve. I'm up here in the press box where, as you said, Dodge County just took a 3-1 lead over War Road, and Dodge County only has 10 shots on goal. They're getting outshot 26-10, but three of those 10 have gone in the net for Dodge County, so this is a rematch of last year's championship game. War Road, as you said, has won the last three girls hockey titles in Class A. Boy, these Dodge County fans are very excited. We got 14 minutes to go in the game, and this is shaping up for a big finish here.
Yeah, and what a great game it's been today, and what a showcase. There's been so many outstanding games. I think about World's epic win over Orono in the semifinals. It goes to three overtimes, and they get the W. Just great skill on display this year.
Yeah, and I don't know. We'll ask the questions afterwards, you know, if War Road does not come out on top, you know, what was their physical condition after that long game yesterday? That can be a toughie. You're playing three games in 3 days anyway, and to go overtime after overtime and then turn around and play for a state championship, that may be a factor here.
Yeah, and they had a lot of jump early in the game and grabbed a 1-0 lead, but Dodge County has scored the next three. Once again, they're up. And then tonight, the 2A title game, a rematch of last year's championship, Edina and Hill Murray, and talk about skill all over the ice. This is going to be a great girls game tonight.
It really is. It's Edina versus the Paul Wendell family. We know the Hill Murray coaching staff. Head coach is Johnny Paul. You know, former Red Wing star, former Gophers hockey star, former NHLer, and the other half of the marriage there, Chrissy Wendell, you know, just legendary hockey player there on the coaching staff. They got two daughters playing, so yeah. But it's hard to figure Edina isn't going to win another state championship. Now they may very well not, but yeah, I think a lot of people are really looking forward to the 2A game here later in the night.
Yeah, and then just down the hall at Roy Wilkins Auditorium, the state gymnastics meet. Team titles have been decided, individual titles being decided. What a great meet, what a great venue for that, and all really under one roof in St. Paul this weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient for old-timers like me. I've taken several walks back and forth down the hall, don't even need to put my coat on. And entirely different settings. You got the XL Center, which, you know, it's 20-some years old, 25 years old, but still just an awesome modern building. And then the old legendary Roy Wilkins Auditorium, which is just a fabulous site for gymnastics. And people are excited down the hall at gymnastics. And this is the 50th year of high school girls gymnastics in Minnesota. So there's some cool things happening tonight. Past champions have been invited. They're going to have a little recognition over there tonight. And really, really a lot of excitement over here at the XL Center and Roy Wilkins.
And I know, John, one of the things we do want to touch on is what's coming up next week in St. Paul and that state wrestling, one of your favorite events. And literally wrestlers come from all four corners of this great state and compete. And the boys and the girls now go at it. And that girls' meet's becoming a bigger and bigger deal.
It really has. Girls wrestling has just exploded, you know, not only in Minnesota, but lots of other states down south in Iowa. They have so many girls wrestling. They have separate state tournaments for the two, and we're probably going to get to that point here. But, yeah, it's the state wrestling tournament. My wrestling experience consisted of part of one practice with my high school wrestling buddies after I stopped playing basketball and did our basketball team a favor. And I just said, I'm not tough enough for this. I'm going to go lift weights and get ready for spring sports. But it's great. All these wrestling families seem to know each other. And the electricity in this building from the get-go, you know, from the opening rounds all the way through the championship matches when there's, you know, four mats down. We start with eight. By the end of it, there's four, the three classes of boys and a mat for the girls. And this place is really rocking, you know, all the way through Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and there's so many great storylines. I know you've done a lot on John's Journal over the years about the wrestlers that, you know, the circumstances have maybe not been in their favor and they get there, or they're, you know, multiple year champions that maybe they won their first title as a seventh grader. I mean, there's tremendous stories of wrestlers who are won four or even five state titles in their career.
Yeah, the history of wrestling in the state is really special. And, you know, I'm always looking for interesting stories. I just found out today about a young man who qualified for state wrestling. He's a refugee from Afghanistan. And I just learned about that today. I have no other details. I don't know how long that young man has been in Minnesota, but he's going to wrestle in the state wrestling tournament. And those are good. Last year I did a story on a foreign exchange student from Italy who'd never been involved in wrestling, and he was at Bloomington Kennedy, and he played football, and he wrestled. I think he was going to play lacrosse. And, you know, there's a language barrier, but, boy, he really was physically a great athlete and made it to state in wrestling in his first year as a wrestler. So there's always great stories with the wrestling tournament.
Yeah. Well, John, enjoy the hockey as it goes down to the wire, Dodge County and War Road. And then later tonight, 7 o'clock scheduled start, it'll be Edina and Hill-Murray. And one note about that, we know Edina and their powerful youth program, they kind of reload every year. But you look up and down that Hill-Murray roster, 8th graders, 9th graders, 10th graders galore. Yeah. Getting a ton of ice time for that team. They're going to be a factor for a number of years.
Yeah, I think you're right, and we'll follow that story in the years ahead. I'm not sure how many daughters the Poles have. I think it's three or four. So we're going to see that name more and more too.
Yeah. Well, always great, John. Thanks so much, and enjoy these winter state tournaments.
I will, Steve. It's always good to see you when you're on site too.
Yeah, I was out there on Thursday. It was good to be in the building. And don't tell XL Energy Center management I snuck in a Diet Coke from outside.
Oh, I've done that. Man. I've done that. These days I sneak in Diet Mountain Dew, and we get away with it. I think we get you and I get special dispensation for our bad habits. That's okay.
Well, is this true that legendary Star Tribune columnist Patrick Royce put you on Diet Mountain Dew?
I'm trying to put him on diet. He's still a Diet Coke guy.
Yeah.
From the day I met him 30 years ago, whatever.
Right.
So at the Prep Bowl a year or two ago, and the U.S. Bank's the Pepsi building, and I know where the vending machines are for employees. I went down and bought two Diet Mountain Dews. I saw Patrick had arrived. I said, Waro just scored 3-2, 9 minutes to go, Dodge County and Frontier. I said to Patrick, you should try Diet Mountain Dew. So he agreed. I gave him one. He unscrewed the cap and took a couple of sips and admitted to me that this is not bad. But I don't think he's converted. He's on that Diet Coke bandwagon. And every time I see him, I'm going to hand him a Diet Mountain Dew and see what happens. But, yeah, I made the switch a few years ago. I don't smoke. I don't drink. But, by golly, I drink Diet Mountain Dew.
Okay.
We all have our vices.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I might open another Diet Coke. It's still before 6. All right, John, good to visit with you.
Thanks, Dave. See you soon.
There he is, John Millay, his blog, John's Journal, at the High School League website, and he is right on the money. Dodge County leads Warroad 3-2, under 9 to go in the game. Warroad trying to rally and win their fourth 1A title. Dodge County trying to win their first, trying to be the first team from southern Minnesota to win a state title. How about that? We'll have a quick break. But before we do, we have the team results from Friday, state gymnastics. 1A Detroit Lakes wins the state title. Congrats to Detroit Lakes. What a great town that is. Detroit Lakes in the summer doesn't get any better than that. And Owatonna wins in AA individual titles. And Warroad's just tied it up. 3-3, 8:39 to go. Jez Myers is going nuts in the Detroit airport right now. Maybe the only guy from Warroad in the Detroit airport after the Wild win over the Red Wings 4-3 in overtime. And that one, a long shot from the blue line, seeing eye, upper right corner, goalie nightmare Lindsay. There's no way she saw that.
Hey, Steve, I got news for you. I've let that goal in about 700 times. Oh, absolutely no chance. No chance. Top cheddar. Like, she hit a spot in the upper right-hand corner, which is blocker side for this goalie that's wearing 00, which I don't know about that. But a postage stamp, Steve, a postage stamp. That's how big of the spot that young lady just hit.
Two quick ones for Warroad. We're knotted at 3. We'll continue to keep an eye on that. Maybe we'll get a final before we say goodbye. Quick break. We'll come back, put a bow on it in a moment. Steve Thompson, Lindsey Brown, here on a Saturday at News Talk, 830-WC.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
See you all.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.